All right, welcome back to Hopnology.
Here we are again.
We are. So this will be a short one. You may have heard us mention on our last episode that we're going to start up with a, what did we say it was? A line extension.
Line extension.
Line extension. That does not mean we're extending the length of our episodes.
Nope. Actually, we're shortening it. These will be shorter.
These will be shorter. They will be. So you probably heard us talk about this on the customer service episode that just got launched. And if you didn't hear that one, it means you're new to listening to us. So hi.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
We are, I'm not talking to you. I'm saying good to have them.
Ah.
You're always here.
Mm.
So
I am.
You are. What, I'm not paying you enough?
Yeah, right. All that internet money.
Mm-hmm. Gobs and gobs. So we have our podcast here about Hop Production that you all listen to, and we thank you for that. And we've spoken quite a bit about the homebrewing side of things, because homebrewing, as you've heard us mention, is really where the true innovation is coming from in brewing.
Right.
And we're big fans. And we also have a fair bit of knowledge about chemistry and what happens to the hops when they get into that mix, as well as just styles and that sort of thing. We are students of beer.
We are students of beer, and we are, and certainly me, the reason I wanted to do this was there's so many other cool things about beer and making beer at the homebrew scale other than hops. Believe it or not, beer is not all about hops. So despite what's happening over the last 15 years. So there's so much other cool stuff out there that we can talk about putting in beer. So you'll read these like online blogs about, hey, I made this Melomel with blah, 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 blah. But they don't say anything about other than this is what my recipe was. But what's the chemistry? Why does that work? And if you understand the chemistry, maybe you'll know what not to do. How about wild forage stuff? We'll talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about cool stuff you can even dig up out of your yard and put in your beer. Not responsible for poisonings, but we'll talk about it. It's just there's so much more to explore that really just doesn't fit in the whole Hopnology podcast realm.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to add. We're not going to replace anything. We're going to keep going with Hopnology. We're going to add probably about two episodes a month, and we're going to run the gamut from different adjuncts to brewing styles and different beer styles and some sensory stuff, and just talk more brewing focus, but really with an eye toward that, you know, just like we talk about small scale hop production, small scale brewing, home brewing side of things. So the next couple of episodes are going to go out there under the Hopnology banner, and you know, you're hearing this on your iTunes feed, I'm sure. And we've got the first couple of episodes here, we're just going to put those out there. And then after that, everything after that will show up as a special Patreon benefit for our existing subscribers.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's a thank you to our existing base. And we know a lot of you are in that homebrewing mix as well. And, you know, tell your homebrewing friends who maybe are not into hop production that this is available to them. And it's hop onto patreon.com/hopnology, or you can find it through our website, and you'll see how to get to these new episodes. But after those first couple that we put out there, we'll lock them down on Patreon. And, you know, we encourage you to join up if you haven't already. And if you're already supporting us, thank you for that. And we hope you get some additional value out of what you're already contributing to help us keep this podcast afloat.
Thank you very much. Line extension.